Here is Mehdi Hassan commenting on Israeli motives.
When it comes to quote-unquote intent in the context of the Genocide Convention, listen to what Israeli politicians and generals themselves have said. Cabinet ministers like Yoav Gallant, the defense minister, who said Israel was fighting human animals and ordered a complete siege on the Gaza Strip, no electricity, no food, no fuel. Or energy minister Israel Katz, who said no electrical switch will be turned on in Gaza, no water pump will be opened, and no fuel truck will enter until the Israeli abductees are returned home. Or heritage minister Amichai Eliyahu, who said blow up and flatten everything in the north of Gaza and give that land to Israeli settlers. Or Israeli President Isaac Herzog, who suggested that the innocent civilian population of Gaza, 2.3 million people, half of them children, weren't so innocent because they could have risen up against Hamas. Members of Benjamin Netanyahu's governing party in the Israeli Knesset, like Rev. Tal Gottlieb, who called for the use of a quote-unquote doomsday weapon to flatten Gaza without mercy. Serving and retired Israeli generals like Ghassan Alian, who also referred to animals in Gaza and said, there will only be destruction. You wanted hell? You will get hell. Or Giora Eiland, who wrote that Israel needs to create a humanitarian crisis in Gaza, and Gaza will become a place where no human being can exist. Where no human being can exist. And if you think that's bad, just listen to the man in charge of Israel's government and military speaking on Saturday.
You must remember what Amalek has done to you, says our Holy Bible. And we do remember, and we are fighting.
That was Prime Minister Netanyahu invoking a biblical story in which the Israelites were told to exterminate, to literally kill all the men, women, and children from an ancient tribe called Amalek. Not a great reference when we're debating accusations of possible genocidal intent, I think we can all agree.